Now, there's Channel 2, right? And a continuation of the visit of Ms. Chitty this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971. Her first visit over here all by herself. Channel 2, right? And a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971. The first visit over here all by herself. Channel 2, right? And a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971.
To the friends, he taking it from me. He says, well, Miss Heslip, he says, there's not anything wrong or disgraceful about this note. He says that, says, why, if I'd been her teacher and her father had wrote me, says, I would appreciate it. Tell you. And Turner, he says, you just want to be a hell ripper here in this school. Of course, she come out on the porch. There's all a bunch of us standing out on the porch. Well, we'd eat our dinner, but we hadn't made up our mind where we was going to get out and play or not. He come then, set up on the banister. He says, you know, I haven't learned all these you young ladies' names and all. He says, which one of you? Young girl, she is Miss Dixon. I said, like I'd been cut out. I says, well, Professor, I'm Annie Pearl Dixon. Well, he says, I'm going to talk to you. He says, why are you quitting school? I says, my father told my teacher in the notes, my mother said, it got so bad she needed me home. He says, and just so you're going to leave us this weekend? I says, yes, sir. Papa said he'd let me come on to finish up this semester here, this month's school. So we went on. He's sitting over there on the end of the porch, and I was sitting on the banister next to the steps, you know. Some of the girls come along then, grab me by the arm and says, come on, let's play, let's play, let's play. We got to play from now till Friday anyway. If you're leaving us, then we won't have anybody here to help us out. And he's, and the teachers, the principal, they had a principal come in that day, but I mean a man's principal. But Miss Emma Dart was principal before, and her sister, Miss Mayor Dart, she was transferred, crossed up over here, you know, in the upstairs room up there. And we had two. Well, one great big room to use upstairs for auditorium for things like.
Oh, they were upstairs.
These teachers were. I can't think of that anymore. And Miss Rose, she was the little folks' teacher. She always said, talk to little room, you know, from ABCs on up to, as Frank said, Baby Ray. And Miss Snow, I didn't think, but anyway, my teacher was Miss Heslip, Hazel Heslip.
Hazel Heslip.
I've heard that name, but I never knew anybody with it.
Hazel Heslip. And she went to Miss Emma, was talking to her. And I showed Miss Emma the note. Miss Emma says, well, now let me tell you something, Miss Esther. Says, if any father or mother wrote me as neat and kind note as that is, says, I think I'd feel more like sharing chairs over it than you do, running around here showing it to all the teachers. Says, yes, says, if she wants to get off, has to quit, says, principal over here, he can give her leave. So you had to have something. If you're going to be out of school, you had to have something to hold down. And the teacher, anyway, they're taking the auditorium room up there and run a cord across to make two rooms up in that.
Yeah.
And then they had the other two rooms here. Well, we had two rooms downstairs and had another building had been built on the back there. And I think it was cut into two rooms. So they put all the little fellas back and their teachers back in there and give all the other older teachers the bigger school building. And
now your daddy wrote your teacher a note. I was in there. I missed
yes,
that.
Yes, he wrote a note. Mm-hmm. Nice clean note.
And told him why you had to leave on.
Well, I was leaving out of school on the account of my mother, on the account of my wife's health. He says her mother is in bad health. But he didn't say anything about anything else. And I told Mama, I said, oops. And he read it so Mama could hear it, you know. And I said, I'm glad he didn't say nothing about Miss Heslip wanting me to do things for her during school hours. She was willing to let some of us bigger girls go and do these things for her. But don't ask her to let you go do something.
But she depended on you all, didn't she?
She thought, no, didn't get me to do nothing, though. I don't know, ma'am. Wanted me to go out after school had taken. She'd stay up at the drugstore with the druggist. She'd step there with him till she'd go and get her lunch. A lot of times she wouldn't go get lunch. She'd eat something at the drugstore. She'd go and get her lunch, or maybe they'd walk off together to the hotel. And they'd eat that lunch, and they'd stay around that long as good. Then they'd come on back to the store, and that bell rang twice. And the teachers wasn't that. The other teachers went home to their family, and it didn't take them as long to go as it did her. But she'd come back to the drugstore. And she just, I went to the drugstore to get the mail because I wanted to have everything together, see if there was any mail. Because I wanted to have all my doings together. Might have to walk by the drugstore door, you know, looking. She was just laying up in his arms and he was kissing her. Oh, my. I was myself, well, you ain't much of a teacher.
You mean that was your teacher?
Uh-huh. And she just so old as I was.
Yeah.
Well, I might have been from March to her birthday older than she was.
Oh, you know. Now
but I didn't let my age overrun her. I didn't try to overrule her on anything on when she wanted me to. I went and got the mayor, went on back, and as I went around the corner of the drugstore going back, I heard the first bell ring. And there's a girl with me, too. Can't think of her name, but she said, did you see what I seen when I come by there? I says, I seen more wish that I hadn't seen. And we went on. There's a door at the end into the drugstore, and come on out. There's a big glass door there. Well, over here, the post office was, you know. So we hurried out and put up on back home, Mr. Griffith. Did you see what I see? As I seen one I wished to see. And went around about that time, the bell rang as we were. I said, oh, that's the first bell, as we're going to have to run. Got to the where the door was, you know. So, and this girl hollered back, says, "Teacher, Miss Heslip says the first bell's ring. You better hurry up." And told her go and shut up her mouth. She didn't have to tell her what to do.
Oh.
And do you know that bell ring? All the other teachers had lunch, and were back there. But her. And when that second bell rang, all the children marched in into their rooms, went to their seats, and sat down.
And no teacher.
And we had no teacher, but we knew where our teacher was.
I imagine the word got around.
And Miss Emma, she come down and asked where Miss Heslip was. She said, well, your teacher's not in yet? No, ma'am. Everybody had to look out, you know, getting ready for the afternoon lesson. And well, I wonder how long she's going to be out. We don't know, Miss Emma. And Miss Emma, look at me. I don't know why they always looked at me to find out. She says, girls 18, 19 years old, the older teachers, you know, they missed them. Miss Annabelle, Miss Dixon. I said, Miss Emma, I wish you wouldn't call me Miss. I said, it makes me feel so old.
Yeah.
She says, well, I says, the reason we have to say Miss to you old girls because you're past 16. I said, much rather you call me Annie Pearl. She looked at me. She says, do you know anything about Miss Heslip's whereabouts? You know, whether she's come in or not, we didn't have no inside toilets, you know. I said, no, I don't. This girl sitting there by the crowd. And do you know it was nearly 2 o'clock when that teacher got out there?
Took goodness.
And the son would come back. Esther said to him, and Miss Heslip came in. I said, no, ma'am, I haven't seen her. She says, well, what lessons do you children have to have from when you first come in and out? We told her what the lesson would be, you know, what class. And so she said, she gave us a...
Pull up a chair, because we'll be here in just a minute. You know Ms. Chitty.
Ms. Chitty, Mr. Cook.
No, I never
met. Nice to meet you, Mr. Cook.
Sit down there a minute.
And so when we got, we were just, well, we were through with that lesson when
plenty
we,
of water there.
When our teacher come in, so Miss Emma left us. She was going to give it to us again. We all fought her like a tiger. Ma'am, my son was done been down here twice hunting for you. I says, when you had to take your place and teach you this, now my son was done had this place, and we're not having it anymore.
Miss, your mama wasn't sick long.
Not too awfully long. But what happened after she got over that plague? Taking kind of a sleeping fever, sickness or something. Anyway, she wants to sleep all the time.
Yeah.
And you could give her something, paper, something to fan with, anything she's held in her hand, you think she's sound asleep. You'll move that, or if you're talking in the room with, what you quit talking for? Well, Mom, you look like you're sleeping so good, we just quit talking. And finally, on the 4 o'clock, on the 14th day of May 1914, my mother passed away. And Papa said, you know, that little finger had drawled like it would do when she'd had a drawing back.
And you had to go all through all that sickness. Right with her.
Yes, and when she'd have them drawing spells, we'd all cry. She'd cry and we'd cry.
Mm-hmm.
And the night she died, we cried.
Mm-hmm.
I cried for a solid month at night. Frank would have to wake me up at night, stop me from crying.
Yeah, after she died.
And all through the day, everything looked like I could see Mama's hand, Mama's doings, and Mama done that, Mama
yeah.
done this, and I had to, the little boy says, I had to bellow it all out during the day and at night, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what was from crying at night.
Well, you were still young, and it was just hard on you, wasn't it?
Yes, I used to, I didn't marry. I wasn't quite 22 when I married.
Mm-hmm.
I married in 13, she died in 14.
Yeah.
I thought we married on an unlucky year.
Well, you know, on that picture of you and Miss Frank, you all looks like you don't have a care in the world.
You know, guys, I'm gonna fish a little steak for Miss Chitty, and I'm gonna call them and tell them, and then I wouldn't run her home. If y'all gotta do something with the cows,
yeah,
I'm gonna give her a good little steak without any salt, Miss Chitty.
Oh, that's a little bit of some kind.
Well, you, what are we gonna do?
Well, you didn't bring her salt.
We didn't bring your salt.
Just a little pinch won't hurt you. Diabetic.
Doctor.
My dad's got it. All my people have had,
well,
it. Little things won't hurt you once.
They say it's a heart trouble I have that causes my feet and legs to swell like they do.
Yeah.
And at first it was my kidneys. Well, they got that worked down. The last time it kind of a
You know, I meant to remind you,
kind
Freddy,
of
to bring some
trouble.
Of that salt just in case you needed it.
Halfway over here, I thought about it.
Yeah, so that's my fault.
But I'll tell you something. This steak is so good, Miss J. You won't care whether it's in salt or not. You want me to call your family?
No,
I wouldn't.
You
no,
can call
don't
and
care.
Tell them we're a little late.
Yeah.
But
Because I just want to get her strength. And I thought, man,
yeah.
I'm not as good a cook as Margaret, but I bet you she'll eat this steak.
And eat anything, give them the right kind of salt. I tell them they don't give me the right kind of salt.
Yeah.
Everything I eat, have to get a little bottle of it.
Yeah.
Not that.
Well, you got the copper top.
I sure did.
Got the message.
I sure did. Well, now that's a curious thing, isn't it? Copper tops.
I thought it had to be made up.
I never heard of this Dad Burn stuff. Copper talks.
Had you ever heard of it, did you? And they said to take them off of that pasture where they go and get them up.
I would have known better than that anyhow, just take them off that pasture.
That's what they call
it. Yeah, right. Had to be told. No, I decided today I was sitting there, wasn't doing nothing, just sitting there.
I decided today we better take them cows out of that pasture and put the ones that ain't got it in a separate pasture and put the ones that has got it in a separate pasture. We got them, I mean,
Do you think it's catching?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah.
And keep them over there until at least they get to walking good and the temperature goes down. The feet's all hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And well.
Until we get that drove out.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of getting that combiotic like you had, I'd had to bought 1,000 cc's of it up there. So Hal gave me something better.
Oh.
Better than, but you give it the same way. I mean, but it's just a better medicine than combiotic.
Yeah.
So it's right here. That's what I put in the refrigerator.
Okay. Well, now, see, I work with Cookie on the cows. I was going to take Miss Chitty home.
Well, we can just keep her.
Well, I'd rather do that.
You can't do it because my medicine ain't here.
Yeah.
Oh, when do you take your medicine?
This last time I saw the doctor, and another time it was 35.
Is it before meals?
About 35 minutes before.
Yeah.
And then.
I
have another brown tonic that the nurse called wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I have capsules.
Well, I'll tell you.
And
yeah.
I have some tablets. One to heart and the other one to soul.
Yeah. I just keep it like sometimes
yeah.
when she's over here.
All
you
right,
put it
the
on
next,
that freezer.
That's right. The next time we come
yeah.
there, we'll bring you medicine.
Bring your medicine.
I didn't realize you had to take some medicine before you ate.
Yes, I have two.
Yeah.
1 to 35 minutes
yeah.
before.
Yeah, you don't want to keep that. You know,
I
if,
guess
if
it's to keep my stomach settled, you know.
Yeah. That makes
and
yeah.
since I've been taking it, I don't have them sick nauseas and
stuff. Well, then, y'all, I'll take her home.
Yes, and we'll work on these cows.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
I wanted to go with her. And see who's out there. I haven't been out there in so long, it seems like. Get this old thing out of the way there, we're going to walk on it. You know, just a little ass turn.
Right behind the door.
Well,
two heads better than one.
Two heads
one.
Better than one. Yes,
two heads better than
one yours.
One's a sheep head, not to me.
Well, now let me get your Pepsi's all here.
Well, had we better. I better get on back home. Next time we'll have to.
She's
bring
she
your
gonna
medicine.
Take it. She's going right this minute.
And
she's just getting your stuff.
Yeah.
Well, uh-huh. tell her.
I say, yeah.
I'm going to take you, but I'm just getting your Pepsi. I hadn't planned to take you. I was going to give you a steak, but I didn't know about your medicine.
Yes. Well, maybe I can be where I can manage a steak a little bit better with home-cooked salt. I'm going to quit that. I can quit that other. Just put just a teeny tiny bit in. You have to shake and shake till you shake your arm off. Most get enough to taste. But you want to keep it.
These are yours. I got them for you. We'll just put that steak back in the freezer, and next time you come, we'll just bring you medicine so we can just have our steak.
Well, tell the young lady when she comes, I didn't get to see her.
Well, she's...
Ah, quit that.
You want some water? Yeah. She probably has that... That stuff made her sick, she
mm-hmm.
said.
And she ain't in her business. I'm rain taking sulfur.
No, that's it. Well, she'll be here another day, though. Guy that shot stuff in the refrigerator, the other guy.
Yes, sir. But should we stop and enjoy this little bit?
Oh, I enjoy it being over here.
Now you're, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's much more comfortable right where you are.
Channel 2 right around 300 or 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Miss Chitty, her first visit over here by herself, this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971. Channel 2 right around 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Miss Chitty, this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971, her first visit over here all by herself. Channel 1 over. Channel 2 right. Around 300 or 400. And the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971. The first visit all by herself.